How can a record company make reissues more attractive to buyers in an era of music downloads and when even old albums can be bought online? Music critic Milo Miles tells how one label is trying.
Reissues were easy money for record companies, especially in the early days of CDs. You take an album you've already paid for with an established audience, you slap on a couple B-sides, live tracks, or even the dread outtakes, and presto, a new consumer product ready for sale, and hopefully resale to at least some who had an earlier version. But you have to work a lot harder nowadays. Fans can get music in so many ways, and the album is so much less sacrosanct that even classics have to be introduced with a carefully selected set of big-time bells and whistles. Sometimes it can be done, sometimes it can't. Three outstanding, timeless albums have recently gotten the Universal Music Label's Deluxe Edition treatment. Elvis Costello's This Year's Model, Beck's Odelay, and Lynyrd Skynyrd's Street Survivor. Yeah, you've been gone so long, no one knows where. And you say that you still love me, then show me you care. 'Cause you got what it takes, sweet mama, to make a man feel fine. So I'll take Survivors shows the biggest challenge of the deluxe edition format. To make a properly enticing package, you have to load on a lot of extras, and Lynyrd Skynyrd just doesn't have that deep a vintage vault. However, Street Survivors was recorded twice. The earlier, unreleased version at Criteria Studios with the great Tom Dowd producing. That sounds promising. But the first run-throughs are paler, more tentative treatments than the band produced themselves a few months later. The early Street Survivors sure makes you glad the band redid the record, but it doesn't want to make you hear those versions again. The five live cuts tacked on have only the virtue of being the last the band recorded. The best add-on is Ronnie Van Zant's touching final work, Jacksonville Kid, which is also available on an earlier and far cheaper reissue of Street Survivors. On the other hand, finding extra material is not a problem with Elvis Costello. In the early years, he seemed to write an album every morning before breakfast. We're coming to take over! The second disc of the deluxe This Year's Model is a previously unreleased hour-long 1978 concert recorded a week before the famous Live at the Alma combo set. It's just as ferocious and has a better song selection. Fans of Elvis the Punk have to have it. But if you already own the previous two CD reissue of This Year's Model, you're going to feel ripped off. Virtually all of it is repeated here, and all you get that's new is the live show. But if you held off or need a first copy of the album, it's hard to imagine a finer package than this one. Fortunately, Beck's Odelay has not gotten a deluxe treatment before, and Beck turned out enough B-sides to rival Elvis Costello, many of which aid the range and kaleidoscope effect of this album. Yahoo, sin rumbo fijo en mis botas viejas. Cabos sueltos enlazan a mi cabeza.
Si pensabas ir al lugar donde los paganos van, póngalo junto, invitación extraño.
With early Beck, more is more. He piles up evocative, oblique catchphrases like, got a devil's haircut in my mind, and she's alone in the new pollution. He blends the goofy and ominous in sampled oldies, sound effects, and remixes. It all evokes the wonder, passion, and confusions of a footloose youth in the electronic jungle. Especially with this version of Odelay, he makes a potent case that the ultimate mixtape is the human mind. My only complaint is that the new doodled-on cover art is ugly. Otherwise, it's simply deluxe.
Milo Miles lives in Boston. He reviewed new reissues of Lynyrd Skynyrd's Street Survivors, Elvis Costello's This Year's Model, and Beck's Odelay.